Talking with Mark Hodges with Plains Grains, and let's talk, Mark, a little bit about what you're finding right now as we continue on toward the end of this hard red winter wheat harvest season. We're just about there, aren't we?
We are just about there, and wow, you know, what another abnormally normal year, or normally abnormal year. And I mean, that's true from Texas all the way through Montana and into the Pacific Northwest. And variability would probably be the best characterization. You know, I just came back out of Montana pulling samples up there, and their executive director of the equivalent of the Wheat Commission told me that he's characterized as a checkerboard. And I said, well, that's kind of what we've seen, you know, in the southern Great Plains and central Great Plains as well. Proteins have been all over the board. Test weight's been all over the board. Just really unusual in the sense that where we always have some pockets of low protein, this year we had everything from sub 9 to over 13 coming into the same elevator at the same time, and I mean that was just elevator after elevator after elevator. So it's, you know, kind of presented a few challenges on the milling side or on the end user side. Dealing with that kind of protein range all coming in the same facility.
So any, you know, things that you're really starting to conclude regarding overall quality of the crop?
Well, of course, average protein still well over 12. But again, that doesn't tell the whole story because of the range of proteins that make that up. It's a little more challenging this year than obviously the last 2 years, especially, although we had shorter crops, especially last year, obviously. But quality-wise, we're probably not as good a quality as we have been the last 2 years. It's going to be a little harder to market in that sense. But, you know, really, we're considering what we had to deal with, stripe rust issues and those kinds of things. We are pretty pleased with what we ended up with as far as volume. It could have been a lot worse, obviously, referring back to last year. But hopefully, if we do get back into an El Nino situation, which is likely at this point, we'll see a little more moisture in the winter and the spring and have a good crop next year.
Now, that was the real, I know, here in the Southern Plains, that was the limiting factor, wasn't it? Was that we were so dry up till we started raining?
That's right. And, of course, it's almost a mirror image of last year in the sense that we didn't get much rain till harvest. And when the crop virtually got ripe, especially southwest Oklahoma, north Texas, central Texas, you know, there were a lot of areas which, you know, had over 20 inches of rain in 30 days, and that really hurt our test weight. And once that rain stopped or slowed down, the stripe rust just came on us really, really quickly and caused us some problems. Now, that rain also helped northeastern Colorado, western Kansas, central Kansas. You know, their numbers have gone up every month as far as yield goes, so it helped some.